One of the hopes when online gaming was introduced in New Jersey was that it would help revive the struggling casinos of Atlantic City. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports that while all online operations have to be tied to an existing Atlantic City casino, their performance has been yet another disappointment.
The hopes for online gaming were high. Governor Chris Christie predicted online gambling could rake in as much as $1 billion a year. And while few analysts went nearly that high, Alex Boumajny of Fitch Ratings thought revenues would reach at least $200 or $300 million. Last week, he cut that estimate in half.
What you're seeing now with the weakness is really a surprise to, I think, most people, including the participants themselves.
By participants, Fitch's director of gaming, lodging, and leisure means casinos. After New Jersey got off to a decent start, their total online gambling revenues actually declined in April, May, and June. Boumajny says it's not clear what things went wrong.
It could be seasonal that people are retracting from online gaming because they have more options during the warmer weather, including going to the actual casinos themselves.
He said it could be that federal laws aimed at policing online gambling are discouraging the use of some credit cards, or that companies are doing less marketing than they did to kick off internet gaming. A representative of Caesars Online Division wrote in an email that the company has come up with more payment methods and still has a marketing campaign. He insisted they'd had no expectations of what they'd make since this was a new market. He added the company's confident online gambling will attract new users and grow. Frank Farrell lives in Pennsylvania but plays online poker when he visits friends in New Jersey. He thinks games of chance just don't appeal as much on the web.
You're looking at a picture and you're watching a wheel go around. That's all you're doing. There's no sounds like when you're in a casino. There's no people screaming, hey, you know. That's part of the allure of the casino.
While gambling on a computer may be less fun, the estimates for New Jersey were based in part on the success of online gambling in Europe and in the U.S. before online gaming was regulated. Unless gaming companies can figure out why gamblers aren't rushing to internet casinos, boosters of the Ocean Resort will continue to be disappointed in the online take. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.